perhaps are a wee bit more sane. Because in these economically stringent times, one thing to consider might be downsizing literally. Is your home too big for you? In the US, many people are taking this option. On the line is Gregory Paul Johnson. He's the founder of the Small House Society in Iowa City. Good afternoon to you, Greg.
Yes, good afternoon, son.
How are you?
Good to be on the show.
Good to have you on the show.
Doing well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell us about your own circumstances. Did you decide to downsize your house?
Yes, my downsize move was voluntary. I'd been living in 2,000 square feet, and I decided I wanted to have a little extra time and money and less overhead with my housing. So I moved from 2,000 square feet down to about 140 square feet.
That's a fairly major move. That's going from
yes.
your house to one of the rooms in your house.
Right. Well, I initially began renting a flat that was relatively small, what we'd call an efficiency. And I decided, you know, instead of renting, why not just build a freestanding efficiency flat to live in?
Mm. And now, were you living by yourself in the house, or did you have a family there as well?
Living by myself in the small house. Yes.
And so did you find, though, that when you moved from the 2,000 square foot house to the 140 square foot house, that you had an awful lot of stuff that you had to decide what to do with?
Well, I did have some things that I put into storage, but, you know, my transition occurred at the same time when we saw a lot of the convergence of technology and miniaturization of technology. And so, you know, my CD collection, I didn't have to get rid of my music. It's just the music is now on my notebook computer.
Mm.
Similarly, you know, with movies, TV shows, radio, I can get all of that through the computer. So out went the home entertainment system and the bookshelves of CDs and movies on DVD.
And was your decision, what prompted it mostly?
Well, as I saw the direction that our country was heading into, I was anticipating that we may have some challenges with infrastructure, gas prices, redirection of revenue toward various war efforts rather than domestic needs. And so I wanted to be prepared for that. I'm not necessarily one of these survivalists, but just a practical person who wants to have a stable life. So by downsizing and being off the grid during times when we had, you know, maybe 100,000 people without electricity, my home was able to withstand that without any inconvenience. Similarly, you know, as gas prices have doubled here in the United States, I had already years ago set up my life to function perfectly adequately from a bicycle and without any need for a dependency on fossil fuel.
Mm. By which you mean that your house is so small that you don't need much electricity, or you know, you can just rig up a generator to it and you can work off that.
Right. You know, I was initially interested in solar panels and wind power and these alternative methods of energy, but I realized if I had a 2,000 or 3,000 square foot home, which is sort of the average 2,500 square feet here in the U.S., and you can metric that to your standards, but you know, it's just not cost-effective. When you get small, suddenly all of these things become possible. I can run my entire home off of a car battery, basically, and I don't even have it hooked up to regular electricity. The lighting is, so efficient that it can run off of batteries for months. And the heating requires no electricity. It's all off of natural gas, essentially. So I can go for an entire month on about $15 U.S. To heat the home, even in the wintertime.
And what was it easy to get used to that? Because obviously where you were living before, you had different rooms, you know, for different uses. And now you have what I assume is just essentially one big room. Was it easy to get used to living like that? Does it feel claustrophobic at all?
Well, not really. Because people often ask, do you feel cramped in there? But with windows on all sides, it's actually less claustrophobic than your average home. In most homes, you might have a window in the wall that's facing outside, but the other three walls would not have windows.
Mm.
But in my house, since it's a one-room house, that I can have light and a view in any direction. And so it's a more cheerful environment for that reason. And when you look at the wall, you're actually looking out through a window to the wilderness outside.
And could you give us any sort of reckoning on how much money you've saved and how much less money you spend now?
Oh, certainly. I had been spending about $1,000 to $1,200 a month for housing, and also with the vehicle, of course, that was another $400 a month. So maybe $1,500 to $2,000 a month, depending on what the cost was to fix something in the house that might have been breaking at the time. And now my home was paid for in about 3 years. So now I have no housing payments, no house payments, and no transportation costs, and no electricity bill. And my heating bill is sort of non-existent. So basically, I'm saving about $1,500 a month.
Wow. What do you do with your money now?
I have the leisure to travel and do some volunteer work and contribute to causes I believe in. So that was part of my motivation, actually, was just to free myself up, free up some extra money and time so that I could be involved in public interest causes that are urgently needed right now.
Well, good for you, Gregory, and thanks very much for talking to us today. And obviously, Gregory is just an example of one person who's opting to do this. He is the founder of the Small House Society in Iowa City. Here's Tara with the news.